From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina is under a state of emergency after protesters clashed with the police for a second night after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The protests, which began peacefully, turned violent, and police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The city government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The city government also retracted a statement the person had died. The uproar stems from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Terrence Crutcher's father says he reacted to police just as he taught his son when police approached his car, which was disabled.
My son had his hands raised up, doing just what I taught him to do. And like I taught a lot of the young African-Americans in our community, because I work with them. What do you do when you get stopped by the police? I say, put your hands up. Put them up so they can see them, so they can know that you don't have a gun. Absolutely. And that's what he was doing.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. Authorities say no one was hurt at Kiara West Air Base. This is VOA News. If the deteriorating ceasefire in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested to a high-level meeting at the U.N. Security Council that a sort of no-fly zone has to be in place. Kerry did not single out Russian or Syrian planes, which is suspected of having a role in the attacks on the humanitarian convoy this week, which killed more than a dozen people.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice. Now, this attack has dealt a very heavy blow to our efforts to bring peace to Syria, and it raises a profound doubt about whether Russia and the Assad regime can or will live up to the obligations that they agreed to in Geneva.
As for his proposal on flight restrictions, Kerry said it would apply to all aircraft in specified areas of Syria, including planes flown by the United States and its coalition partners. The FBI is asking the public for help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. Schools and businesses were forced to close in Puerto Rico Wednesday after a fire at a power plant left just over a million people in the dark. The governor of the U.S. island territory said the fire destroyed a system that provides power to about 30% of the island and caused 15 additional fires across the island as generators began to malfunction. No one was hurt in those fires. Puerto Rican authorities said they expect power to be restored to most areas by Thursday. U.S. economic officials held the key interest rate steady at a near-record low level on Wednesday, but said the case for raising rates has strengthened. Many experts interpret that as a signal the U.S. Federal Reserve may boost interest rates in December. Central bankers use low interest rates like an accelerator pedal to boost economic growth, and higher interest rates like a brake to keep the economy from crashing into high inflation or unrealistic stock values. For details on these stories and much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I am Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.